Good day, good day. This is Chuck with Merino Canine. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the simple, basic three-step process for raising and training a protection dog. Now, this is easy. I say it's easy. It's easy because it's really simple, but it's also very difficult because you have to have a lot of patience, a lot of practice, and there's a lot to this. But the basics are pretty simple. You know, dogs have been used as home guardians for literally tens of thousands of years. Even when we were in the cave, that's, you know, they were used to guard our stuff in the caves and our food stores and things like that. Hunting was the other thing that developed a strong relationship with our dogs. But those are the two things, hunting and then, of course, guarding. Now, most dogs can be trained to some level of protection, right? Now, it doesn't mean that every dog's going to be a true man-stopper, but you might not want or need that. Almost all dogs can be trained to some level of home security. And if you think about it, even a barking alarm dog has the potential to drive off a potential intruder. You know, like we like to say, a good threat display. There was even another dog guy out there that was saying that a barking dog on the other side of a fence can take care of about 90% of problems. And it's probably even higher than that. I would agree with that statement. Even though most people focus on bite work, that's like the sun comes up and the sun goes down and it's bite, bite, bite from, and that's it. That's all we have here. There's a lot more to it than that, but, here's our basic three-step process. And like I said, there's a lot more details for sure. But so I like to get puppies and raise a puppy. I'm not into older dogs or buying a pre-trained dog. I just don't think that's a good idea for a home security dog. So the first, you know, thing that we're going to do is basic obedience and impulse control. This starts out as a puppy. You shouldn't be seeing 18-month-old or older dogs being advertised as protection dogs, and there isn't even any basic impulse control or obedience. That's what happens when people focus on bite, 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 bite. All of this other stuff gets washed away. And all of this other stuff is actually far more important than all of that bite work. So obedience and impulse control, and you know, this is just through the daily life of the dog. I do a lot of what I call hobo training. It's not necessarily a set time of day, right? But there's all kinds of opportunities for impulse control in the dog. Little things like having the dog wait before it comes in and out of a door or a gate, or having it wait for its food, or all kinds of things of impulse control. I mean, we bring it all the way up later. You know, you start off simple, and of course it grows to where my dogs won't even, you know, go and chase rabbits and things, right? Impulse control. Real good, solid, basic obedience on a lot of stuff we don't need. You know, we need our dogs to come. We need our dogs to stay. We need our dogs to down. And we need a go command. Watch them, or I got to watch what I say. My dogs are right here. That's what we need to be working on as we're raising our puppies. And there's a lot. We have courses here that you could check out on that. So then the next thing that I work on a great deal are boundaries and a watch command. Primarily for us, it's our home and our automobile. Probably true of most people. Most of the personal protection dog stuff that we see out there is out in a field and guarding a person while they're out in public. And I don't personally spend a whole lot of time doing that kind of stuff because we just don't have that scenarios here. My wife does take dogs with her when she goes hiking. But, you know, 99% of what we do is we want our dogs to secure our home and to secure our automobile. So boundaries and a watch command. And, you know, watch command starts very, very early. Again, if you're seeing older dogs over a year old and that don't respond to a watch command, that dog wasn't raised right. For me, I'm not saying it's a bad dog necessarily. It just wasn't trained right. You should be working on this stuff as a puppy, because we're talking about habit forming here, right? We're with our basic obedience and our boundaries and our watch. With a young dog, we are instilling lifelong habits in the dog that's going to make all other things easier, right? So then, later when a dog gets older, then we can start agitation. Some agitation with some stranger. work and some scenario practice. And this is where the muzzle comes in a great deal, because you can run these scenarios that are very, they have a lot of truth in combat rather than the, you know, the dry old dog grabbing a sleeve and you crack the whip and the dog bites the, you know, all of that kind of stuff is nothing. Absolutely nothing. It is juvenile. It is rudimentary. And that is not, you know, it's just not, it's not what we're looking for here. So those are the basic three steps, right? Get you a puppy, real solid in the basic obedience and impulse control. And then you move on to boundaries and a watch command, and start to develop the defensive drive in the dog rather than a prey drive. And then once all of that is accomplished, then we can run through stranger antagonization and scenario practices, poison proofing, all kinds of different things with that. But it's not complicated, though it is important to do this right. And like most of what we see on YouTube and places like that today just isn't what people were doing thousands of years ago. That's for sure. Most of this stuff is to, you know, pimp puppies and sell puppies and training courses and stuff like that. But there's a lot of BS out there. And so there you have it. Leave your comments below. Real glad that a lot of members are liking how the website is coming along here. We've really been putting a lot of time of it into it. And now we, like I said, all of our videos are going to be hosted on our own server with our own player now. Thanks for all the participation and leaving comments. Be sure to share our stuff if you could on social media. We don't have any social media accounts. We're not even interested in getting any, but it does help the website if you could, if there's content here that you think is worth sharing on other forums and message boards or Facebook pages or things like that. If you could please do that for us, it helps us link build, and that would be a great help. So leave your comments below or your questions or anything like that. But that is our basic three easy steps for training a home protection dog.